Charging Electric Vehicles, a Global Perspective. Currently, charging electric vehicles, EVs, varies significantly between the United States and Europe. In the U.S., EV owners rely heavily on home charging stations, while Europe takes a more public infrastructure-focused approach. Why, in a world embracing electrification, are the methods of refueling EVs so different on either side of the Atlantic? The story begins with the rise of EVs. As electric cars became more popular in the 2000s, the need for charging infrastructure grew rapidly. In the United States, where homes with garages are common, automakers encouraged private charging setups. This meant most American EV owners could charge overnight and wake up to a full battery. In Europe, however, densely populated cities and limited private parking spaces made public charging stations the go-to solution. Governments heavily invested in an intricate network of fast chargers along highways and within urban centers. By 2023, Europe boasted over 500,000 public chargers, compared to approximately 140,000 in the U.S. So, which system is better? Advocates of the U.S. model highlight its convenience. Plugging in at home is as easy as charging your smartphone. European enthusiasts, on the other hand, argue that widespread public stations encourage EV adoption even for those without private parking. Additionally, Europe's charging networks often utilize standardized plugs and payment systems, while the U.S. is still sorting out compatibility issues between brands like Tesla and others. But what about speed? This is where the debate heats up. In Europe, ultra-fast chargers can juice up an EV in as little as 20 minutes. While the U.S. is catching up, many public chargers are slower, leading to range anxiety for drivers planning long road trips. Imagine pulling into a station, grabbing a coffee, and still waiting another 40 minutes for enough charge to continue your journey. Not ideal. Should the U.S. adopt Europe's public charging-heavy model, or is the home-based approach more suited to American lifestyles? Critics of Europe's system point out that heavy reliance on public chargers can strain infrastructure, especially during peak travel times. Meanwhile, critics of the U.S. system argue that not everyone has access to a garage, leaving apartment dwellers behind in the EV revolution. Both systems have their merits and challenges. The U.S. offers freedom and convenience for suburban drivers, while Europe emphasizes accessibility and speed. As technology improves, perhaps the future will bring a hybrid model, blending the best of both worlds. One thing is clear, the EV charging landscape is as dynamic as the cars themselves. Whether you prefer charging at home or plugging in at a sleek public station, both continents are driving toward the same goal, a cleaner, greener future